Life Action Ministries presents Base Camp Adventures.
Attention base campers, we've had a lot of activity on the mountain summit lately, ever since last Sunday's storm, even some small mudslides. Today we are beginning with a time of prayer for God's help. We're going to meet right after breakfast near the cabin construction area at 8:30 a.m.
Oh, that's a great idea. I know all that rain at the top of the summit is going to slow us down, and it'll probably make our trip a little more dangerous.
Just weather. Every mountain has it. I don't know why we need a prayer meeting.
I concur with JJ. Mount Eternity is always dangerous, but the statistical risk of getting hurt is still not more than 1 in 363. In fact, there is a higher chance of getting hurt on a scooter than...
Albert, you don't pray? You don't think it helps?
Maybe, but you can't argue with statistics.
But what about Piper falling off the cliff and you guys praying for her? Or the money we prayed about for the new cabins?
I admit, there have been some seemingly miraculous things going on here.
Everybody's been talking about praying these past few weeks, but I don't really see what all the fuss is about. I just don't think mountain weather is really that big of a deal. I mean, we can pray, but what do we expect? God to suck all the water out of the mountain, turn all the mud back into dirt? If anything, I'd like to get an earlier start on that climb.
Wow, JJ. And Albert, you're a smart kid. I would have thought that checking in with the creator of the universe would be important to you.
Perhaps we're a novice, but I already know what I'm doing, Terrence. I've studied the trails, the topography of the mountain. I know where the danger zones are.
Topography, Albert? You're studying topography?
Yeah, at present, not actively. I read a few books on it last year.
You mean while you were in first grade?
Why not? A kid's gotta study something. It was between that and cartography. But obviously, I needed to understand topography before cartography. Everyone knows that.
Wow, that's wonderful. Are you joining us for the hike today?
Absolutely, I can't wait.
Well, I'm glad y'all came this morning. We got a tough hike ahead, but that's okay. We got each other, and we got God's help to get us through. This'll be a great learning experience for our younger climbers today. All that rain really changes the way we approach the mountain.
Yeah, we're all excited, but we also wanted to take some time to pray, because no matter how well we prepare, we need God's help too. Sometimes in our lives, we think we have it all together, and that's usually when things go wrong. The Bible tells us that if we think we're standing firm, we need to be careful that we don't fall.
That's right. I think the past few weeks have shown us that. Okay then, who'd like to start our prayer time today? Yes, Terrence?
Before we start, has anybody seen Albert and JJ? I was just talking to them at breakfast, and now I don't see them anywhere.
We'll look around for them, but first let's pray. You want to lead us?
Sure. Dear God, we thank you for setting up Mount Eternity right here for us to explore and climb. As we set out today, we pray for your help and protection as we climb this.
Oh, yeah!
All right, we got a great start this morning. We're at least an hour ahead of the group. This was a most excellent idea, JJ.
Thanks, Albert. They'll be so surprised when they find us up here at the next camp area, relaxing and enjoying the view.
I don't exactly recognize this place on the trail. That rain must have been a lot heavier than my weather app showed.
Is that a problem?
Well, I think I need to keep heading this way. Oh! Ouch! Oh! Ouch! My elbow! That really smarts. This is not the trail.
It's not. Then where exactly are we?
Something's wrong.
It's a mudslide! Run!
The odds of surviving a mudslide are 1 in...
Just run!
We'll never outrun it!
Quick, this way!
We're in a cave.
Okay, everyone. I'm sorry about this. I know y'all are already suited up, but we're getting word from the forest rangers that it's just too dangerous to go hiking today. I know. I'm disappointed too. But you know, we can always open up the ropes course. No need to worry about mudslides there.
Everyone's accounted for except for Albert and JJ, Mountain Man Jack. Terrence, did you ever find him after prayer time?
No, we looked around and we noticed his gear was already gone. We figured he was over here with you.
We haven't seen him.
Oh no, you don't think they would have gone ahead of us on their own, do you? Albert was telling me about how he already knew the tragoravagacy of the mountain.
That's topography.
If they really went ahead of us, they might be in trouble. I think the heavy rain would make the whatever it's called, look a little different, right?
Right you are, Terrence. Our team's first priority needs to be catching up with Albert. We can try to raise him on his walkie.
Albert! Come in, Albert. We're trying to find you. Are you already on the mountain trail? JJ, come in. No answer.
Sue, time to go. Joe, keep an eye on the kids. Our canceled hike just turned into a search and rescue mission.
How's it coming, Albert?
Team, are you there? Do you read me? This is Albert, requesting assistance. No one's answering.
It's okay. We'll figure a way out of this.
Hey, I feel a slight breeze.
Wasn't me.
Not that kind of a breeze. It's not coming through the hole we fell through above. That means there has to be a different way out of here.
Hey, Sue. Look at this. It's one of Albert's granola bars. Must have slipped out of his pack. He's been here.
Maybe we should split up and look for him.
I don't think that's a good idea. Look at that incoming cloud cover. And my bones are aching. Pretty sure we've got rain on the way.
Are your bones usually reliable when predicting the weather?
You'd be surprised. Let's just keep trekking together here and find...
Mountain Jack!
Ow.
Mountain Man Jack, are you okay?
Yep. Don't worry, Sue. Things will be okay. Nothing's broken. I think I'm all right.
I'll throw down a rope.
That might be a problem. I've got the rope with me.
Oh, no.
Hey, there are footprints down here. Two sets. Fresh. It must be the boys. I'll start walking and see if I can find them. Stay near the entrance until I get back.
All right.
And watch your step. You better go ahead and radio Joe with our coordinates. If you accidentally fall in, we'll be stuck here.
Will do.
Mountain Man Jack, is that you?
It is Mountain Man Jack. We're over here. How in the world did you find us?
We saw you were missing from the prayer meeting. We couldn't find you when we announced our hike for today was canceled. So Ranger Sue and I came out looking for you. Couldn't raise you on the walkie either.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the chemical composition of the mineral deposits in this cavern are dampening radio communications, making it impossible for us to hear each other.
Boys, why did you venture out here alone?
I wanted to get an early start, you know, to beat the weather.
We were praying.
I know. I'm glad you all did that, but we didn't really need to pray about this.
You fell into a mountain cavern, all alone, and you still don't see any need for God's help?
You showed up, didn't you? Problem solved.
I don't think so, Albert. How exactly are we supposed to get out of here?
Can't the team drop down the long rope and pull us out?
Sure they could, but I have the long rope right here.
Oh. Yeah, I see the problem.
Look, we need to get back to the cave entrance and talk to Ranger Sue up top.
So you want me to go all the way back to base camp and leave you up here in this hole?
It's the only option, Sue. And besides... we have granola bars and a couple of water bottles. We'll be fine. How do y'all say it down under? No worries, mate.
Okay. Well, I'll be back as soon as I can. Don't move!
You know, Mountain Man Jack, I'm really glad you're here.
Yeah, I'd hate to be stuck out here alone. Kind of boring and cold.
You got that right. Maybe we could pass some time with the story. How do you like that?
A most agreeable notion.
Sure, I guess. What about...
I think I know just the story to tell. One that might change your perspective on a few things.
Is it the camel story again?
I enjoyed the tale of Marcus's journey. Most thrilling.
No, nothing like that this time. This particular story really happened. It takes place in a big, big city a long time ago. New York, to be exact. In the 1850s.
Howard! Time to come in and get cleaned up for dinner. Your father is already here and waiting.
Okay, Mother, I'll be right in.
How was your day, dear?
Not so good. The whole city is worried right now. There are problems with the banks and investment houses. Some people think we're headed for some sort of financial crash where the banks would run out of money. A lot of people would lose their jobs.
What would that do to our hotel?
Impossible to say for sure, but if people have less money, I don't think they'll stay here. And if businesses start closing down, well, it could be really bad news for a lot of folks.
What bad news, Father?
Nothing, son. Don't worry. Eat your supper.
Extra, extra, evening edition, Fear on Wall Street, business leaders, predict panic, extra!
Just what I was fearing. I was wondering about the bank that holds our hotel loan. Oh no, it's on the list too. Goodness, if this all goes bad, what will we do?
Excuse me, sir. I can see you're looking kind of worried. A lot of people are. Have you heard about Mr. Lanvier's prayer group?
I know, son, I haven't. Why do you ask?
Mr. Jeremiah Lanvier is calling from businessmen of the city to come and pray with him. He's on Fulton Street, just a few blocks from here. I saw him posting a sign just yesterday.
Prayer, huh? I haven't done much of that lately. Guess it can't hurt. We need all the help we can get. Thanks, lad.
Dear, can you keep Howard at work with you today? I need to go out for a bit.
Sure. No problem. Howard, you can tag along with me for a day in the life of a hotel manager. Exciting, I know.
Oh, does that mean I can eat lunch with you, Father?
Sure, I guess it does. But one thing I'm going to do before lunch. At noon, there's a meeting of some businessmen from the city who are praying for God's help. I have in mind to join them. So, if you'll be on your best behavior for that meeting, I'll treat you to lunch.
Why, hello, sir. Welcome to the prayer meeting. We're going to get started in a couple of minutes. My name is Jeremiah Lamphere.
I'm Mr. Johnson, manager of the hotel down the road, and this is my son, Howard.
I'm so glad you two are joining us. If you'd like to have a seat in the circle here with the others, we'll begin prayer time soon.
Excuse me, sir. This is my first prayer meeting. What am I supposed to do?
Oh, don't worry, friend. A prayer meeting is an opportunity for us to talk to God together. You'll catch on. Men of New York, welcome. You've been called together today for the express purpose of calling out to the God of heaven in our time of need. I believe that God listens to our prayers. In fact, I think prayer is the answer for our nation, not just for our businesses, but for everything. We need to turn our focus back to God instead of ourselves.
Father, why are there only 6 people here? I thought you said a lot of people were worried about business.
Yes, son. People are worried. Maybe people just don't think they need God's help. Maybe they just don't know how to ask Him.
Let's now turn our attention to prayer. If you have a specific need, pray about it. If you know of someone who doesn't trust in Jesus, pray for him or her. Let's ask God to change our city and our whole nation for His glory.
All right, son. Here we go. Lord, I ask you for help today, along with these men, for my hotel and even more, for my heart.
I've been too caught up in making money and making my customers happy. I should really be focusing more on you and your plans, trusting in you instead
of
my own ideas.
I confess my sin to you right now, the sin of pride. I thought I could do my life my way, but today I realize I need
you. God, you know our problems. You know the things that worry us, that concern our families. Please, give us direction, Lord.
Jesus, we see the needs in our nation are so great. We need you, Lord. We pray that you would turn hearts and homes back to you. We pray for revival to change this generation.
Well, how are my boys tonight? How was your day at the office?
Great, Mother. I did something new today. Father and I went to a prayer meeting.
Really? I didn't know that was part of a hotel manager's job.
It's true. I figured a little prayer couldn't hurt. The newspaper headlines don't bode well for our business.
Father, are you going to go again?
I think so, son. I think I might invite a few others to join us as well. Today I realized that I need to be more of a spiritual leader. I need to follow God's ways. I really think Mr. Lamphere is right. We need to be praying instead of worrying.
Welcome again, everyone. I'm so glad to see our numbers are growing. Just a few weeks ago, we had only 6 praying with us. Now, we're well over 200.
I think a lot of us are realizing how important it is to pray for direction in our lives. When I first started coming, I was really just praying because I was worried about my hotel and losing money in the markets. But now, I'd say I'm here for a different reason entirely.
What is it?
I've realized how much I need Jesus to be at the center of my life. Not just in my business, but in my family as well. So now, I'm here praying because I really want to know His will for my life.
Well, sir, I think that's what a lot of us are feeling in the room today. Friends, I know some of you have brought lists of prayer needs and even the names of friends and relatives who need Jesus in their lives. We can pray through all of that, but I just ask that we each limit our prayers to a few minutes each so that many of us have a chance to pray during this hour.
Excuse me, Mr. Lanfear. I've actually been traveling quite a distance to be part of this from my legal office on the other side of town. I was thinking of starting my own noon prayer time over there. Would that be all right with you?
Boys, something amazing happened next. Prayer meetings popped up all over New York City. And a newspaper reporter found that more than 30,000 were gathered for prayer in a single week. Businesses were closing down for the noon hour just to pray. Shops, courts, factories, people started calling it the Great Prayer Revival. And then, just as Mr. Lamphere had prayed, thousands of people started praying in cities across the nation. In St. Louis and Cleveland and Washington, D.C., in the history books, this is explained as one of the biggest spiritual revivals ever to take place in the United States. When people pray, God answers. So even though banks were failing and businesses were having trouble, the whole mess actually brought people closer to God. Some people say that more than 1 million folks became Christians during that time. 1 out of every 30 Americans. All because 6 men got together on Fulton Street in New York and asked God to change the nation. Boys, that is the power of prayer. That is what happens when people take God seriously. When instead of following their own paths, they ask God for help.
I've never heard anything like that before.
Wow, I didn't know prayer was such a big deal. I always thought it was boring to listen to praying.
Have you ever thought that when someone prays, they're talking to God, not to you?
I guess you're right. Come to think of it, the only times I've prayed before are when people tell me I'm supposed to. I don't think I've ever really thought about talking with God.
Maybe like Howard and his dad, you could just make a simple choice to start praying today. You never know. What if God wants to use you and your prayers to make a big difference? What if God wants to direct you onto better paths, whether it be on this mountain or at any time in your life?
Maybe we should just start by asking God to help us get out of here.
That'd be terrific, Albert. We could pray right now. We could have our own little prayer meeting.
Well, okay. I guess I should start since I was the one that got us into this mess. Okay, God, I haven't prayed much before. I know that is important to you, which makes sense because you probably do want to talk to the people you made. And you probably want to talk back to us, but I've never really listened before. I'm sorry about that, Lord. Would you help me to pray right now? Mountman Jack, Albert, and I really need your help.
And Ranger Sue.
Right, and Ranger Sue. I should have talked to you about this in the morning, at the prayer meeting, but I thought I already knew everything I needed to know. I was wrong about that. Please, God, help us. I want to start trusting you instead of myself.
Mates! Are you still down there? I bought rope and more muscle to help. Hello! Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. We're here.
Here's the rope. Coming at you. Grab a hold.
All right, I got it. I'm going to tie it around me. Now, boys, you hold on tight.
Okay, now, team. Pull! Pull! Pull!
Keep pulling, boys.
Wow, the Thanks so much, you guys. I'm so glad to be out of that mess.
Wait, wait, before all you go, I need to ask you for your forgiveness. I should have been with the group praying this morning, but I thought I knew better. I thought I could do this alone, and I guess it is pretty obvious that I was wrong, and I even dragged Albert along with me.
Well, JJ, we all have to learn these lessons some way, somehow. I'm just glad no one was injured.
Well, I did suffer a slight abrasion to my lateral epicondyle.
You did what to your what?
He got a scratch on his elbow.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? We'll get you patched up back at camp.
Come on, everyone. It'll be evening soon and we need to get down the mountain. We'll try again with this hike tomorrow, if the ranger station gives the all clear.
And this time, let's all stay together.
Maybe tomorrow morning, just after breakfast, could we have a prayer meeting? To venture up Mount Eternity, I think we're going to need more than just one another. We're going to need God's help as well.
Prayer is powerful because God is powerful. And we can be sure that if we pray for something God wants, and we keep praying without giving up, God will come through in a powerful way. And your prayers can make a big impact. Jeremiah Lanphier was just one man who started a prayer meeting, and soon that prayer meeting changed the nation and then the world. James 5:16 says, "The earnest prayer of a righteous man has great power and produces wonderful results." There's nothing too big for God, so don't be afraid to ask God for something big. And whether you're stuck in a dark cave or just trying to make it through another day of school, prayer is always a good idea. In fact, God, your Heavenly Father, would love to hear you pray, even right now. Base Camp Adventures is a presentation of Life Action Ministries. Prayers from the Cave was written by Dan Jarvis, with direction and sound design by Evan David, Phil Kraus, Austin Loving, and John Reeford. Our vocal talent included Ben Avery, Evan David, Matt Fredericks, Melissa Hankins, Cameron Herdklotz, Abe, Kurt, and Rebecca Kraus, Samuel Loving, Anna Nelson, and Jonathan Paulus. Our executive producer was Aaron Paulus, and I'm Megan, hoping you'll join us next time for another Base Camp Adventure.